Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. I had a Christian upset with me once because I objected to homosexual couples adopting children. Basically, what he was saying was that two homosexual parents are better than one parent or no parents. What he was really trying to do, though, was solve a humanist problem with humanism. In other words, humanists, with their humanism, caused fatherlessness, and now they want to solve the problem of fatherlessness with more humanism. In the situation where the Christian family model is targeted, the solution is not homosexual couples adopting. The solution is the Christian family model. You don't solve humanism with humanism. You solve humanism with Christianity. That's because you solve sin with Christianity. So to use that Christian's humanistic logic, I propose that young men affected by humanism, young men who've been told a father isn't important, join a gang. I encourage those young men to join a gang. Put on your red, put on your blue, and join a gang. If fathers are to be brushed aside, like in a lesbian relationship, where two women would rather please themselves than God, then what's a young man's alternative? If homosexual relationships are acceptable, then why not gang relationships? The burden is on the gay agenda to prove that blood red and crypt blue aren't as good as gay rainbow. If honoring your mother and father is not important, then why can't the young man honor his brothers? By wearing certain colors, or by flashing a gang sign, or by physically protecting them, or with a rite of passage. These aren't questions for the Christian who thinks like a Christian. These are questions for the humanist and for the Christian who thinks like a humanist. To solve humanist problems that were caused by humanism, I propose Christian solutions. So to the humanist problem of fatherlessness, I propose the following solution. Men, reconcile yourself with God, and then reconcile with your wife and children. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.